Last week, three big financial companies in Charlotte pledged $70 million to help the city remedy a lack of affordable housing. It includes below-market rate loans, grants, and something else the city desperately needs, land for affordable housing uptown. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Thousands of new luxury apartments have been built uptown in recent years, and more are under construction. Monthly rents can run from $1,500 to $15,000. But what if you're a dishwasher, security guard, or administrative assistant not making top dollar? Housing advocates say those folks should be able to live uptown too. So buried in last week's announcement was a pledge by Bank of America to donate two parcels of prime real estate off North Tryon Street uptown for affordable housing. Charles Bowman is Bank of America's Charlotte Market President.
A mixed income group of people living together makes for a stronger community. And we want the people who work here to also have opportunities to live here if that's what they choose to do.
The land is worth $7.25 million. The donation would reduce future developers' costs and allow them to charge below-market rents aimed at lower-income workers, says Bowman.
There are two big variables. One is land, availability, you know, siting of it, and the other is money. So we had the land available, and it helps preserve the ability to put affordable housing in uptown.
Both parcels are currently parking lots. One is about an acre behind the Charlotte Ballet at 10th and Church Streets. The other is a little over an acre at 7th and North Tryon Streets. That's right in the middle of a two-block area slated for redevelopment in the next few years. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.